Hello, and welcome to Carpool Catechesis, a podcast about faith and exploration. I'm Bob Burnham.
And I'm Kevin McLenathan, and this week we're going to be talking about faith and science.
So, Kevin,
yeah?
Did you read any interesting science news this week?
I read a lot of interesting science news. The thing that really captured my imagination, though, was this article I read about how they're discovering new planets in faraway solar systems that are just light years away. Now, these are so far away that even our most powerful telescopes can't actually see any planets that might be there, but we can still deduce that planets are there because occasionally when they orbit around a star, they'll pass in front of that star, and the star's light will dim for just a fraction of an instant, and the telescopes can pick that up. And so scientists have this whole system for how they determine how big the planet is, how close it is to the star that it's orbiting, just from that fraction of a second of dim light.
So they're not actually seeing the planet.
No, they're literally just picking up a slight change in the brilliance of the star light years away and deducing that something must be passing in front of the star to make that happen. It must be a planet. Therefore, that star has a planet orbiting it, at least one.
Huh. That's pretty wild.
Yeah, and they use it also to hypothesize about the possibility that these planets are capable of supporting life.
That's cool.
What about you? Like, what have you found interesting in the world of science this week?
Well, let me ask you a question. Do you like dinosaurs?
I actually love dinosaurs. From the time I was a little kid, even to now as a 36-year-old man, into dinosaurs, love them.
Dinosaurs are cool.
Yeah.
All right. Did you know that dinosaurs had fleas?
I did not know that. Continue.
Yeah. Well, these aren't fleas that you would have on your dog, though.
Okay.
These are fleas that are about an inch long.
Wow. Really?
Like, yeah.
A full inch.
A full inch. These are big fleas.
Okay.
And they found these remains. They were encased in amber in China. And they had this big, long proboscis. It looks like a roach, about the size of a big roach with a long needle-like nose that it would use to punch through the skin and the hide of a dinosaur.
Wow.
Yeah.
I like dinosaurs. I'm not sure that I'm as big of a fan of the idea of dinosaur fleas.
So now you know dinosaurs had fleas.
Oh, that's wild. I can't believe it. I am curious to know, since we're on the subject of science, though, and we are both, people of faith, does your interest in science ever challenge your faith?
No, absolutely not. For me, faith and reason are complementary. My faith teaches me about God. My faith tells me who God is and who is God in my life. Reason tells me about this beautiful world, this beautiful universe that God created. When I go to an art museum, and I look at a painting by an artist, I can learn a lot about that artist by studying that painting. Well, I think it's the same thing with God. We can learn so much about God by studying the universe that God created.
I like that. That's an interesting idea.
It is. And, I need to give credit where credit is due. I didn't come up with it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm actually paraphrasing St. Bonaventure, a Franciscan scholar from the 13th century. So,
well, thank you very much to St. Bonaventure. The check is in the mail. Let's go into more depth now about this idea of faith and reason working together.
So some people think that faith and reason are incompatible, Bob.
Yeah, they might think that faith and reason are like oil and water. They just don't mix.
Some people think that on the one hand, the Bible explains everything they need to know about how the world works. For them, there's no need for science.
Yeah, and we call people with this outlook fundamentalists.
And then on the other side of the spectrum, you have people who think that everything can be explained solely through mathematical and scientific principles. In their minds, there's no need for faith.
Yeah, and we call people with that outlook rationalists.
Now, of course, putting faith and science at odds in this way isn't the Catholic way. Faith and reason are both gifts from God. We don't have to make a choice between the two.
We rely on faith to understand who God is and what our ultimate purpose in life is. We use our reason to understand the laws of nature. We use reason to answer the question, how does this universe work? Faith helps us answer the question, why is there a universe to begin with? You know, I like to think of it as, you know, just as a bird needs two wings to fly, faith and reason are two wings that let our imaginations, our souls, our intellect fly. You need both in order to reach the heavens.
And both of them make so much possible in terms of just living a fully well-rounded life. And people of faith have made many scientific breakthroughs over the years. Take for just one example, Gregor Mendel. He was an Augustinian friar and abbot, and yet through his work with pea plants in the 1800s, he discovered the basic laws of inheritance, which later developed into the field of genetics.
And to cite another example, Georges Lemaître was a Catholic priest who first proposed the Big Bang Theory in 1931, which basically guides our cosmology and astrophysics today.
Yeah, speaking of what we were talking about earlier about the planets, that kind of science is made possible through the foundation that Georges Lemaître made possible. Mm-hmm. And then going back to what we were talking about with the dinosaurs, the prehistoric era, there was a Jesuit priest named Pierre Teilhard de Chardin. He was also happened to be a paleontologist, and he was on the team that discovered Peking Man. These were fossils that proved a major step forward in our understanding of human evolution.
Even today, people of faith are still making valuable contributions in the field of science. Brother Guy Consolmagno, he's a Jesuit brother, and he is the director of the Vatican Observatory.
I didn't even know there was a Vatican Observatory.
Guess where the Vatican Observatory is.
It's in the Vatican.
No, it's in Arizona.
Yeah. Not what I would have expected, but I'm still into it.
Yeah. And brother Guy, he actually was on the commission that decided to reclassify Pluto as a dwarf planet instead of a regular planet.
You know, I can't help but feel just a little bit sorry for Pluto. It feels like it got a raw deal.
Yeah. Poor Pluto, indeed.
Yeah, that's the way it goes.
Yeah. But these examples show us that faith and reason are not in conflict with each other. Reason is a gift from God, and we can use it to help us understand the beautiful, wonderful, and amazing universe that God created.
And faith can help us find God in all the things that we discover through science. Like you said, two wings of a bird.
Let's invite our listeners to share in our conversation. What are your thoughts? How do you see faith and reason working together?
How can you use the gift of reason to help you grow in faith?
How might you have a conversation about faith and reason with people who have a fundamentalist or rationalist outlook?
Good questions for sure. Well, Bob, that's all we got for this week. Thanks so much for sitting down with me and talking through this stuff. It's been fascinating.
It's been a blast.
Well, that's our show for this week.
I'm your host, Bob Burnham. My co-host is Kevin McLenathan, and we'll see you next time on Carpool Catechesis.
If you've enjoyed the inspiring discussion you heard today, you can find more resources to grow in your faith at LoyolaPress.com.
Let the lives of the saints inspire you in unexpected ways. Little Lessons from the Saints by Bob Burnham is an unconventional exploration of 52 saints who opened themselves to the movement of the Holy Spirit and how their extraordinary devotion and example can lead us to holiness. Visit LoyolaPress.com or your favorite bookseller to get Little Lessons from the Saints.
This recording is a Loyola Press production. Copyright 2022. All rights reserved.